fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 28th day of November. The prep tip of the day is to check the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Very important. In fact, just go ahead and put fresh batteries in. That would be a smart thing to do. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Sam Andrews. Sam is a proprietor of Freedom Center USA, the highest quality, world-class training, rifles, and pistols, and advanced first aid at Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. They have a website. It is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, we're having a beautiful fall here in South Central Missouri. In fact, I think I'll get my Triumph out tomorrow. It's supposed to be 60 degrees. And,
oh, wow.
I'm enjoying that. Early snow, which caught it all us off guard. But training is there one more class that has any openings, or is it filled up?
Well, we do have one more basic tactical course. That is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this week. This week. So if you have most of your equipment and you want to jump in this class, we have a couple openings. Somebody actually, I think, had some medical issues that signed up for the class. And yesterday, they went to the hospital, so they're not going to make the class. That's an opportunity for someone else. They want to jump in this class, give me a call. Call me this afternoon, by the way. Don't wait till Wednesday. If you want in this class, give me a call.
All right. Well, I hope people will do that. These classes are world-class training, and people can spend a lot of money other places and not get anywhere near the quality of training that they get at Freedom Center, correct?
Yeah, we're a different deal than other training places. We don't put you on a static firing line and make you do drills with one instructor calling out commands. You know, we don't do that. It's much more personal. It's much more specific. When you're shooting, you have an instructor's eyes on you. And our instructor to student ratio is never over 4-1 or 1-4, depending on how you look at that.
Right.
And generally, when you take the line, we only have half the class take the line at a time. It's an interesting dynamic about teaching firearms is that, say you have a class of 12, and you put 12 people on the line, and you do your drills or whatever it is you're going to do, and then you go back and reload, and then the line sits empty. You can't get any more people through a firearms training course with 12 people on the firing line than you can with 6 on the firing line while 6 reload. It generally takes longer to reload than it does to do the drills. So we split the classes up amongst various instructors. We'll have one group doing one thing, one doing another, and then we rotate. Or we'll have the class reloading, half the class reloading, and half the class on the fire line shooting, and then we switch. And we get so much done that way, and you get so much more personal attention. And the improvement is dramatic. It's significantly different than training in other environments.
And I can attest to that personally because I've been to these classes as a student and as a range officer. And the personal attention and your instructors, they don't miss anything, do they?
If they do, they won't be teaching for me for long, I'll tell you that.
Right.
We have really observant guys that are really experienced and really careful, and they're very calm. You know, one of the requirements to train here is that you have electronic ears. We don't want instructors yelling at students or yelling out commands or anything. We want to be able to talk to the student in a normal tone of voice. You know, there's enough tension in a class when you first start with a new group of people. You got these old guys that think they know things that they don't know, and you got these young people that are lost and they're not sure what to do, and sometimes you have women that, I've never held a gun before. You know, so at the beginning of the class, it's a fairly interesting dynamic. From a communication science standpoint, it's what we call primary and secondary tension. And there is a ton of primary tension and a ton of secondary tension in a class when you first begin. And so part of an instructor's job is to break down those barriers, is to lower the tension level so that the student can learn and learn at a really good pace. And that's one of the things that my instructors do quite well. They figure out what each person needs, and they give that person what they need, and you do that with individual attention for sure.
Absolutely. I had a female pistol student who had the worst case of what has been called hoplophobia. Her husband was the chief of police at one of the local towns, and somehow she found her way to my concealed carry class. And her husband told me that when he would take off his pistol after work and put it on the counter, if she had to push it, she would take one finger and gently push it aside. She didn't want to touch it. So once I found that out, and he acted as my assistant during the class, I had her take a 38 revolver. Every hour on the hour, I had her load it with snap caps, unload the snap caps, load it again, and put it in her pocket once every hour on the hour during the entire 8-hour day. By the end of the day, she was getting a bit more comfortable with handling a pistol. But hoplophobia can be a really crippling thing, can't it?
It can. It can. And it's, you know, it's really the instructor's job to read the student properly and recognize what they need to improve or get past any barriers that might be slowing them down.
Absolutely. Well, the... doing a segue, we do talk about political things here. Apparently, there's counties in Arizona that have not yet certified the election. There was a lot of fraud and criminal activity that took place in Arizona, wasn't there, sir?
There's a lot of criminal activity and fraud in a lot of places in this last election. You know, and I remind the world, even France when they had corruption problems in their elections, were smart enough to go to all paper ballots and hand count the ballots. At what point are the American citizens going to cry out for honest elections? I mean, this is absolutely absurd. What's going on in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, New Mexico, California, which nobody's talking about, the corruption in California.
That's right.
I mean, it's disgusting what's going on in this country. It's high time we go to paper ballots with a carbon copy and we start throwing people in jail that mess with our elections. And I mean, throw them in jail and throw away the key. You know, the government is so not interested in honest elections, but the IRS just put out a big warning to all you Americans. You better report any transactions of $600 or more that are made through so-called third parties, such as Venmo or PayPal or this or that or the other. That's what they're saying. They're threatening you now.
That's right. That's right. Well, prior to 2020, November 2020, anybody who advocated paper ballots counted at the precinct with a self-carbon copy would have been looked at as an extreme fringe element, wouldn't they?
Well, unfortunately, the Republican Party, even here in Missouri, thinks these vote counting machines and these vote casting computerized machines are safe and good to go. And they're wrong, okay? They're wrong. You know, you ever notice that at midnight on election day, the Republicans have huge leads in the president's race, the Senate races, the House of Representatives? They were up by 35 seats in the U.S. Congress, in the House of Representatives, at midnight on election day, Central Time. That's right. They were up by 35 seats. And then the steel starts to activate after midnight.
Right.
The criminals come out and do their thing. And when you wake up at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock the next morning, all of a sudden they're 18 seats behind instead of 35. And then 4 seats behind. And then they're almost tied. And here we are 2-3 weeks after the election. And we still don't have every race decided. And we still have criminals working on how to steal yet another election. This has got to stop in this country.
It has to. It has to while we still can. We have our first caller here, Sam. We got Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, John. Yes, Arizona, it's Maricopa County is such a huge county that they feel like they own the whole state, the supervisors there, and... But we don't know still what's going to happen. They were supposed to give up the information, and they changed Maricopa County changed their schedule so they can certify the election a half hour before they were supposed to give up some information. So you got some crooks here. A guy, little Bill Gates, and is the county supervisor. The son of G. Gordon Liddy, his name is Tom Liddy. He's a lawyer for the attorney for the county, I guess, and he has something to do with it. But we're going to see what's going to happen in Arizona. There's a law that says you can contest the election. So we don't know if Carrie Lake is going to go. She says she won't back down. She's trying to quote Tom Petty's song. She won't back down, but. We don't know if she has enough money to fight all these army of lawyers that America. And another thing that's happened is this: the supposed winner of the election, Katie Hobbs, is the worst candidate you'd ever want to see, and she's putting some of the rhinos on her transition team. So it's a uniparty. It's the Democrats with the rhinos against the non-rhino Republicans, whatever you want to call them. MAGA Republicans or whatever, the ones that are against the damn crooked politics as usual, BS if possible. But so this morning they're probably going to certify, and then there might be some lawsuits going on, and I just have to wait and see what happens here in the Grand Canyon State. I'll let you go. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call, Don. Well, we don't know how much time we've got before we're no longer to salvage this republic, but we need to keep at it, don't we, Sam?
Well, if we don't fix our elections, we're going to wind up having to use force to get our country back, and that is the ugliest of all scenarios. That is just the worst thing ever. You know, a lot of patriots romanticize war and that sort of thing, and it's probably going to be necessary. And there is nothing positive, good, or happy about it. I mean, you just cannot imagine. If you've ever been in places like Serbia, places like Monrovia, where Mogadishu, places where civil war is just got a grip on that area or territory, you realize that that is not something you want to do. I'm telling you, it's way better to fix your election system and have honest elections than it is to let the country devolve into physical conflict. And, you know, yeah, I make a living making weapons that kill people. That's what I do. Okay? But that's the last option. That is not a good option. It's a necessary option, but it's always the worst option. The ugliness that comes from this, the damage that comes from this, the vulnerability to other countries invading us that comes from civil war, it is real. And it's so much easier to fix it at the ballot box. And we're going to have to just be smarter on how we elect secretaries of state, because they control the election process in the state. And how we elect our congressmen and senators, our local state congressmen and senators, how do we elect those people? Those people are going to have to be pro-paper ballot from here on out. That's going to have to be a litmus test. John, you know how being pro-murdering babies is a litmus test for the Democrats. Well, conservative Christians are going to have a litmus test. And that's going to be that you support paper ballots and hand counting from here on out. The country of France fix their corruption problems by doing this very thing. Why are we not as smart as the country of France? Please help us, God.
Absolutely. We got a call on hold. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello to the guest, Sam. I understand I have some information coming from Vicki Goforth Parnell or someone. I think it's her name, and on Stan Johnson's website, she seems to have some information that indicates that Donald Trump is not as he seems, or trying to make himself seem. He's in fact a controlled opposition that is in fact working with the people that are against us, and he's just sort of a stoolie of theirs, trying to, you know, in there to trick the people. And that, in fact, he is in league with the globalists. Maybe not a full member yet, but he is allied to them.
Is there a question there, John?
Yes. Would you have any agreement or disagreement with that?
Well, what evidence does she have?
A vision she had.
A vision.
And there are other people that are noted his statements before the UN. He seems to be in agreement with their program, but in fact he says one thing to the people and does things that are in league with the What have you, do you think this is an error or what? Or what is going on here?
Well, I don't give much credence to people's visions. I like to deal with facts, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. John, thank you for your call. We got a bottom of the hour break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Oh, Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a sale going on with Liberated Rocket Heaters. This goes in effect until midnight, the 30th, up to $726 off if you get the Liberated Rocket Heater and the pellet hopper. That's a substantial savings. My order takers at my 800 number won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just place your order. I make the sale price refund manually. In fact, during this sale, I will take your order personally. And you can just give me a call after the show's over at 314-965-3007. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, where they still have an opening left for a class coming up in December. You need to give Sam a call if you want to get in that class at 417-718-2597. At some point, Sam, maybe after the next break, we can get a Farms Tip of the Week, sir.
I think we usually do that at the top of the hour, don't we, John?
That seems to be the habit, absolutely. And your family's been involved in high-level politics for decades, and we have a lot of listeners who are involved in various parts of our political system. Myself, for example, I'm a Republican committeeman here in my county. I know we have listeners that are involved as poll watchers, as poll workers, work for campaigns, both volunteers and as paid professionals in campaigns. We can't give up. I lived for a year in a country that had a civil war going on, of course, that country being Vietnam. And the ramifications of a civil war go on for generations to the future. It's not over when it's over, is it, Sam?
No, it's not over. It the damage continues. You know, one of the problems with our society right now is men are not acting like men. Now, there's a host of reasons why that's occurring. One is so many supposed men in this country were raised by their mothers. That's a problem. Most moms are not equipped to raise a boy as a man. Okay, nope. And I know there's a lot of disagreement about that, but I mean, you come to the Freedom Center and train, I can literally tell you in the first 2 hours of class whether you were raised by your father or your mother. And I'm about 99% accurate. It's absolutely fascinating the differences between a man that was raised by another man and a man that was raised by his mother. Now, I'm not disparaging single moms here, okay? Single moms do the best they can do. They can do the absolute best they can do. And you know, the simple fact is that God designed a family unit the way he did for a reason. Because children need a father and a mother. And they get different things from the mom that are valuable than they get from the father, which are still valuable. But we live in a society where the family courts in this country have removed the fathers from the children's lives. And they've used all kinds of excuses to do it. And what they've learned, the whole thing's a scam. What the attorneys have learned is that if you remove the mom and give custody of kids in a divorce to the dad, the mom will go away. But if you give custody to the mom, the dad will come back 2, 3, 4, 5 times over the childhood of those children and try to get more time with his kids, and they can triple and quadruple and quintuple dip on the family's wallets. They make a lot more money if you give the kids to the mom and cut the dad off. And this is ongoing corruption in the family courts all around the country. It is the reason these fathers' rights law firms have sprung up. It's not to give dads a fairer shake in family court. It's to make money. And this whole thing has been an ongoing scam. I have business partners that are attorneys that work in big family law firms, and they explain the whole game to me. And these are guys that work for people that were involved in this game. And they didn't want to be involved in it, so they got out and decided to do something else that was more honorable. But that combined with diet and reducing the amount of testosterone in the male body and the cortisol levels spiking because of the bad diets, men in this country, 70% of them don't even act like men anymore. And that's why you have this problem in Arizona, and there aren't 500,000 men in the streets ready to lynch some people for stealing their elections. That's the reason why, is because men do not act like men anymore.
Roger that. I agree. And more than a century ago, around 1900, if there was a divorce, the man got the children. Consequently, there were almost no divorces, and that's the way we had a great society back then. Sam, we got our next call here. We're at Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hold on. We got a break. We have a break.
Okay.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My website is thelibertyman.com. We have at my website, real easy and quick to find, the documentary put together by Stu Peters, Died Suddenly. I say again, Died Suddenly. Very powerful video, very powerful documentary with these 8 embalmers giving their evidence, their testimony, and both verbal testimony and video footage of them pulling these huge blood clots out of the bodies that they're embalming. It's very dramatic and very important, but I encourage everybody to watch this. We have a sale on the Liberator rocket heaters. It goes until midnight the 30th. So you got today, tomorrow, and all the day Wednesday to make up your mind and get your order in with a $726 discount, 25% off. We've never had a sale before. We got the sale going on right now until midnight the 30th. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the sale price manually. My order takers won't have a clue what you're talking about. That number is 800-592-9543. Just place your order. I make the sale refund manually. Or I'll be glad to take your call personally and take your order personally at 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. 1-800-965-3007. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net, freedomtrain.net. He'll take your call this when the show's over to sign up for that class at 417-718-2597. And Kyle, what's your question or comment, sir?
Well, I got a couple. A question. Sam, I know you're busy, so I'll just ask it on the air. With, you were mentioned last week when we talked that you had a plus P 9mm load for accurate number 7. And I was wondering if you could tell me what that is, and then also what your standard 9mm load is with accurate number 5.
We don't use accurate number 5 for 9 mils.
Okay.
You can. We just don't do it. So if I were you, I would go to the accurate load data book. Do you have one?
I don't have an accurate one, no. Uh-uh.
Okay, let me see here.
That's the only one I don't have.
You can look that up online pretty easily.
And I'm thinking the staying with that same 90 grain bullet that you were talking about. I picked up couple of hundred.
We use a 90 grain hollow point for close range stuff, like in concealed carry pistols.
Yep.
And sometimes we use 100 or 115 grain hollow point for a pistol that's a longer slide, longer range, something that's a more accuracy minded pistol. Hold on one second here. I'm trying to find.
And I'm just wondering, while you're looking for that, do you stick with those book loads on plus P ammo pretty much, or do you experiment with something a little bit more?
Kyle, this is the problem. We look at books as reference guides, and when we load ammo for a particular gun, we start about half a grain on a pistol lighter than the load in the book.
Yeah.
And then we add 2 or 3 tenths of a grain at a time and gradually work up to the pressure that works well in the gun. See, it's kind of a misnomer. Pistols are so sensitive, okay, that your gun could work well with 6.2 grains, where my gun wouldn't get up to the velocity and pressure I want unless I load 7.1 grains. Do you see the problem?
Sure. Oh, yeah. So I know exactly what you're talking
about. You're asking me for data over the phone that could literally blow a gun up in your face. Okay.
Right. I get it. Yeah,
here's what I want you to do. Okay, I want you to find the accurate load data. Okay, and I want you to start half a grain low. And if you're using 90 grain bullets, what size 9mm barrel do you have?
Well, I'm actually looking to load for a couple of friends of mine. And one of them has a standard P365, and the other one has the P365XL with the little bit longer barrel.
Okay, so I've never loaded for those pistols. We use things like Glocks and XDMs, you know, stuff like that. FNXs. We don't use the SIG pistols typically. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to load about half a grain underneath, and if you're using a 90 grain bullet, do you have a chronograph?
No, but I have access to one.
Okay, you're going to want to get a chronograph, and you're going to want to shoot 3 or 4 rounds at a given load if you're going with a 90 grain bullet, and you have plus P brass, and you have a pistol that can handle plus P loads. It's rated for that. All those conditions have to exist in the same moment in time. You
right.
can then load a 90 grain bullet with reloader 7 up to about 1480 feet per second. And you should be fine.
Okay, you mean accurate 7.
Yeah. What do you mean? I mean, we're talking about.
Well, you said reload or seven.
Oh, did I say reload? No, I said, okay, well, yeah. You can load accurate number seven to the point where you get about 1,480 feet a second.
All right.
But you need and to work you... up to that. You need to right. work up to that in 0.2 of a grain increments and make sure you're not blowing primers or having pressure issues on the back of the brass or having extraction issues with the gun.
Right. Yeah, I know what to look for with the flattened primers and stuff. I was just wondering if you, excuse me, that you happen to have maybe your load for that accurate number seven. I've seen a lot of guys online talking about using accurate number five, and they sure did like it for some reason. So also, you already said that you pretty much don't use the SIG pistols. It's interesting, the guy that has the XL has put probably, I don't know, maybe 100, 120 rounds is all through it. But my goodness, it is accurate. I mean, I've got a little Taurus, and I like my Taurus, and it's accurate as well. But this little SIG, because I don't have that big of hands. I don't have giant hands. But interestingly, both of the guys I know that have these SIG pistols, I told them about putting that the bicycle tube around the handle. And even though one guy is, I don't know, about 4 inches, I'm about 5'10", and he's about 5'7", and another guy's about 5'8". Both of them are smaller guys. And they both put that on there, and they both really like that idea of putting that bicycle tube around that handle, that grip. That was a great idea.
The SEAL team guys do with their weapon systems. Any of the control surfaces or grip surfaces, they use bicycle inner tubes of different sizes to stretch onto that surface. And it gives you better grip when your hands are sweating. It gives you better grip if you have blood on your hands. It just makes fighting with weapons a little bit easier, and everything that helps is worth doing. So I'm not a fan of the SIG pistol, but they do SIG does some great machine work. They make some quality stuff, but you know, for me, it's all about fitting the pistol to your hand. And if you can't reach the control levers, the magazine release button, the slide lock, slide release button, without shifting your grip on a pistol, it doesn't matter whose name is on it or who made it, it's not the pistol for you. It's right. Getting a pistol that's set up to fit your hand size that's really important. And even more important than hand size is your thumb length. Some people have big hands and short thumbs. Some people have small hands and long thumbs. And to operate a pistol properly, you have to have controls that can be accessed with a fighting grip on the pistol.
Yep.
Now,
the other
tip is, if you put rubber sleeves on your weapon systems, you want to wipe them with alcohol about every 10 days to 2 weeks so they stay nice and tacky.
Okay, that's a good point. I wiped the one I put on my G2C. I wiped it down and it was sticky, but I haven't told the other two guys about that. That's good thinking.
You're using inner tubes on your weapon systems. You definitely want that surface of that rubber to be like my comments to crazy people that call into the show. You want them nice and tacky.
That's a great one. I like it. Yeah. So
Any
I was also going
to, Kyle?
Well, I got just a comment. And that is that you were talking about the paper ballots and, you know, how this thing is so messed up in our country, and we still have them, the Dems or the crazies, still in control in a lot of these states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, obviously Arizona. And I agree with you. I can't believe people are allowing this, that they would rather sit back and not do anything than watch their county and their state be turned to these liberal Republicans, and they don't have the stomach or the guts anymore to stand up. And I agree also that I think it is the lower testosterone level, because I know you even talked, I've even talked, when I used to talk to my granddad and my dad, and those guys, good grief, they would get fired up over stuff, you know, that really mattered, and they would go do something about it. I mean, you know, my dad had a big deal over a guy that swindled him, and man, he went right to the guy's house. I mean, and he said, you're either fixing to pay me or I'm going to stomp you into a mud puddle into the ground. And, you know, it was one of these things. He didn't put up with that kind of stuff and try to go through lawyers. It was a matter of honor, you know, and you wasn't going to do that to people and affect his family. So I don't get that stuff. I agree with you. Anyway, I'm sure you got other callers on hold. I'll let you go. What?
Take care, Kyle. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Kyle. Yeah. Thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Any changes on the price or availability of ammunition and or primers?
Well, I haven't seen a ton of primers out there, but there's a lot of ammo out there filling up the shelves now. So if you want ammo, you can get it. Now would be a great time to buy more ammo if you need it.
Within the last week, Joe Biden has made references again to banning the sale of modern sporting rifles, what he refers to as weapons of war. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Come and take them. Just come and get them. See what happens, you moron.
Well, that ban that lasted for 10 years, it didn't stop the sale of all the existing semi-automatic rifles. The manufacturers made minor cosmetic changes, such as removing bayonet lugs, to continue the sale. It was a big nothing, an inconvenience, and, of course, dramatic price increases in the price of magazines, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. But I'll tell you, anybody that wants to have a boundary set for their little commie behavior, come to Missouri. Tell us we can't have our guns. You'll find out what happens. You'll figure it out soon enough.
I haven't done this yet, but there's four dealers in my neighborhood. I want to stop and pick up the factory brochure for the electric vehicles they're selling and see if they're promoting that it'll make the planet greener, because electric vehicles in the state of Missouri are running coal, aren't they, sir?
Well, I mean, the electric vehicle thing is just a lie, you know. And unless you're charging your electric vehicle off solar, you're using the same energy everybody else's uses. So
that's right.
Stop lying to yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What direction you want to go next, sir?
Well, let's talk a little bit about training. We've had a number of requests for a precision loading class. We can do that probably in the winter, sometime in mid to late January, once we get past the trial. Of course, the other side has now filed for a continuance. They're trying to drag this out and drain us of funds, and that's not going to work. So we're actually opposing the continuance. We don't know how the judge is going to rule. What else is going on at the Freedom Center? Well, we're talking to a donor who wants to possibly support the Freedom Center and start a science training department. And they're talking about giving us money for an observatory so that we can look at the moon, the sun, and deep space objects, and get homeschooled kids to come and do hands-on science at the Freedom Center. Wouldn't that be an interesting twist?
It would be. I touched on this the first hour, where I mentioned my interview with a man in the satellite industry who mentioned there's dozens and dozens of satellites that modern earthbound human beings did not put up there. They're circling the Earth right now.
I'm not aware of that, but you know what? With the alt-azimuth mounts that we have now for telescopes, you can actually track satellites. You can film them. You can video them.
Absolutely.
And you know what I find interesting is the government's control most of the major observatories that have large scopes that are at altitude, and you can actually rent time on those scopes. You can point those scopes where you want to point them and have them take pictures or video for you.
Let's point them where the Apollo moon landings allegedly took place and photograph those spots.
Yeah, interesting when you make a request to photograph the moon landing area to video what was left behind by our astronauts. You don't get a lot of compliance.
How about that? I'm shocked. Here's our break. Call number 512-248-8252.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is for Firearms Monday. Yes, well, this is an interesting turn of events at Freedom Center. It's certainly a deviation from the mission statement of Freedom Center, but it sounds like it could be interesting and fun.
I think it'll be interesting, John. I think it's something that will get people involved in education. Right now, our public schools have so deviated from real education in math and science and history and civics and things that really need to happen. You know, and we've done training at the Freedom Center. We've done it in the tactical realm. We've done it in the precision long-range realm. We've done it in the first aid realm and junction bleed, how to stop junction bleed. We did a class on that was very popular, several classes on that. We've done courses on prepping. I've done a five-hour presentation there on prepping. I've done that twice at the Freedom Center. We have a lot of different avenues that we train people in. And one of the problems with public schools is that if you want to homeschool your kid, instead of send them to public school, you know, what are your alternatives? And one of the things that probably shy people away from homeschooling is the difficulty of it, is trying to understand, okay, how do I do the math and the science? And maybe you're a parent that's good at reading and have great language skills, but you're not great at math. Or maybe you're a dad that's an engineer that's good at science, but it's not well-versed in physics or history. So where do you get the confidence as a parent to homeschool your children when you're not sure about what resources you need or what resources are available? And I have long held that the only way to convince people to get their kids out of the public school system is to offer them a better alternative. And my parents, and you know them well, John, they put over $12 million into a facility called the Pillar Foundation, P-I-L-L-A-R, the Pillar Foundation. And it is to be, and has been for decades, a resource for homeschooling parents around the country. They're in St. Louis County, Missouri. So if you want to look them up on the web, you can. If you're interested in homeschooling, they can help you get started. But it's an ongoing problem. The public education system has become the public indoctrination system. They teach people what to think instead of teach our kids how to think logically and intelligently. And it's a long, long, ongoing, perpetual disaster for the United States of America.
Absolutely, and getting worse. Political correctness has made bad schools even worse. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.